There's a very interesting off-the-cuff program coming up at the Baltimore Symphony. It's called Impressionist Masterworks. And I have a couple of people, you might say, from both sides of the aisle to come in and talk to me. Vice President and General Manager at the BSO, Tanya McBride Robles, and also Senior Curator of European Paintings and Sculpture at the BMA, Katie Rothkopf. Lovely to welcome you both. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So, Tanya, the last time that I talked to you, it was in conjunction with Shriver Hall. And that really opens up the question of this business of artistic collaboration. What is the BSO's vantage point on that?
We're fortunate in that our music director, Maren Alsop, really believes in connecting with the community in meaningful ways. And that means both with our amazing arts partners throughout the city, like the BMA and Shriver Hall, as well as making community connections through programs like ORCIDS. So Baltimore has an embarrassment of riches. And I have to say that in preparation for this concert, I visited the BMA and have become an even bigger fan through this partnership. So I'm thrilled that the BSO has that kind of commitment to these collaborations.
And the whole idea of Impressionism is one that is such a perfect fit for music and art. And looking at that name, so in visual arts, it was a pejorative term to start with. And I think also, you know, if one looks at the musical side, somebody like Debussy hated that title. But it's a very useful title, isn't it, in terms of visual art?
Oh, it certainly is. And I think, you know, the group that we refer to today as the Impressionist artists were just a group of independent people who wanted to show their work without a salon jury, with a sort of a freedom. And they really saw themselves as independents. The idea that one could show something as simple as a sketch of a landscape or a sketch of a woman watching her baby led to a much more loosening of what was okay to show in exhibitions and what was acceptable for collectors and museums alike.
So obviously one is thinking in terms of Monet, Degas, people like that who are just so quintessentially of the Impressionist idea. So from that visual art perspective, then looking to pair that visual art with music like Debussy and Ravel, what has been your ethos in that connection?
Well, I think from the museum's point of view, we really wanted to show some of our greatest masterpieces. And with Impressionism, you know, it began in the 1870s. And I think in music, it sort of trickled down. It took a while. You know, the composers that we're hearing are from a slightly later moment, as it took a little bit longer for it to start showing up in music.
I have learned a lot as part of this partnership. I like to think that as musicians, you know, we're groundbreaking and always ahead of the times, but that was not the case with Impressionism, as she's just alluded to. We were behind the art world in capturing some of the unique aspects of Impressionism in music. And one of the things that's great about Off the Cuff, you can study music and be an aficionado, or you can be new to classical music, because we all learn a lot through these programs.
So the Baltimore Symphony and the BMA bringing together the idea of impressionistic masterworks from the visual arts and the musical arts. And this is on Friday at Strathmore and Saturday at the Meyerhof. More is at bsomusic.org. So wonderful to welcome Tanya McBride Robles and Katie Rothkopf. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.